Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
It's time for...
S-R-I-E-N-D-S. Jen's Friday Friends.
I didn't say shite. This week, my friend is comedian Edwin Salmon. How are you, Ed?
Hey, Jen, I'm good. Oh, what a terrible poo of a day it is out there, huh?
Oh, it's awful. Thank you for getting on board with this, not cursing, because I get into awful trouble when you're on or Kevin or anybody I kind of know. So we're not going to curse through this whole segment. We're going to be very, very good. Listen to me. How's things? Is that baby popped out yet?
No, he hasn't popped out yet. Not that I've been looking. I'm sure he's going to... Well, we actually have a date. We have an actual date.
Okay.
Because he is breached. He's just very comfortably been sort of mooning me from inside the womb.
Aww.
This entire time.
And
pushing
his
feet on my wife-to-be's bladder.
Lovely.
June 2nd. June 2nd is the day. That's his birthday.
That is his birthday. I didn't know you were having a boy.
Oh, yes. Sorry. Oh, God. Yeah. I can't reveal the name, though, because...
No, don't. Don't. Yeah. Because I don't want just the weight when it comes. Do you know what I mean? I need a name as well. Give me something to look forward to. A little boy, Ed. Oh, my God. Well, let's talk about this because Naomi Campbell was in the news this week, especially because I made some very spicy calls from people who were unimpressed at her announcing that she's becoming a mam at 50. Now, you're going to be a dad in June, very, very soon. And it was your birthday yesterday.
It was,
Happy birthday.
And I'm a year older than I thought it was because I was talking to my mum. And, I went to see my parents. So obviously I was talking to them when I went to see them. And my dad had written on the calendar for the 20th of May, Edwin birthday. And then he'd written 44. And I went, wait a minute, I'm not 44, I'm 43. And he said, you're 44. So I counted it up and went, oh yeah, you're right. I did the maths, but yeah, I'm a year older than I thought I was.
Okay.
But 44 is too old to have a kid, right?
Has anyone mentioned that you're too old and you should be ashamed of yourself?
No, just my wife. But I mean, she was complicit in the act.
She was.
Nearly 10 months ago, actually. That's the official gestation.
But no, what's your take then, Ed, on the whole thing? I mean, should older dads get the same hassle that women of the same age group get? Because if you were 44-year-old female comedian I was having on, I think we'd be having a discussion about you being a geriatric mother?
Geriatric mother, yeah. Well,
it's an awful term.
It's an awful term, and that's applied to women who are like over 35, I think, you know, and that's not geriatric at all. I mean, when I was around 35, and my older brother, he had his first kid, and I remember bending over to pick him up. He was only like, 2 years old, and my back just went. I didn't even pick him up. I just bent over to pick him up. So I was probably geriatric at that point. But yeah, like no one gives out to Mick Jagger for, but I guess, I mean, Mick Jagger seems very youthful and spry.
George Clooney.
See, that's the thing. Yeah, no one says that George Clooney is like an old dad. But I guess like these people have lots of nannies and they'll have lots of helpers. I don't know if George Clooney is mucking in with the nappies.
I'd say he is. It doesn't matter. He's beautiful. He can do what he likes. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
He can do what he likes.
He can do what he likes to me, but that just doesn't make any... I don't think he'd want to do anything to me.
Never know. You're a handsome fella. Listen, on Tuesday we were talking about whether gender-neutral toys will ever catch on. How much do you care about that kind of stuff, like blue clothes for boys and all of that rubbish? I mean, will you be putting guns and cars in the cot or something a bit more fluidy? How are you going to approach the whole thing?
Yeah, I think in general we've gone for gender neutral clothes. I don't mind colours. I mean, colours is fine. I mean, as boring people in pubs will tell you, pink is actually a boy's colour. and the just kind of fashions changed and it became mm-hmm. girly. But what I don't like, and what we've noticed just kind of doing some baby clothes shopping, is that, you know, like boys' clothes would say stuff like "Mommy's little monster" or "You can be an astronaut."
Yeah,
and
good point.
Girls'
yeah.
clothes, girls' clothes is stuff like "Be kind" and unicorns, and you know, and it's almost like the sugar and spice and all things nice kind of cliche. But I mean, as far as like, what's a gender neutral toy? A stick?
Yeah.
I don't know.
A stick. Here, that's it.
Play this puddle. It could, you know. Well, like I didn't have that many toys when I was a kid, but I do remember playing with, you know, playing with guns and sticks would be lightsabers or swords. But actually, walking through Bushy Park near where I live the other day, there was a perfect example of sort of boys and girls. There was two girls about 7 or 8 years old, and they were sharing a book together, like standing up, reading a book and pointing things out. And then 10 feet from them was a 7-year-old boy with a stick 4 times his length, like attacking a tree with it, you know?
Oh, yeah. And,
he's here. Probably fighting it. He thinks it's a dinosaur or something like that. So
get ready for that. But you're right on the whole thing, on the slogans and all. It's like I said to Cormac when we were talking about this. You kind of need to, you're against it. You're against it if you want to be, raise your child. Yeah. You know, gender, not gender neutral, or just be open to it, because it's in all the toy shops, it's on all the bleeding clothes, and you just have to be so aware of it.
Yeah, I mean, it's what messages you're giving your kid. But like my niece Roisin is, you know, she likes girly things, and you know, pink things and princesses. Yeah. She's also, you know, she's also tough, and she plays camogie and she takes no prisoners.
Wow.
Maybe that's because she's got two brothers or something. But I mean, I think you can have feminine things and masculine things. You know, it's like, I like a good action movie, but I also, you know, cry at a decent rom-com.
You do.
You know,
we've had you on crying about rom-coms, particularly how bad they are and how badly written they are. But yes, you do. Now, listen, speaking of toys, I don't know if you heard yesterday, producer Anita admitted that she she has a toy Harry Potter wand. Sorry, she has two of them. And she has them. I said, where'd you even keep them? She's like, in my room, casually. Two Harry Potter wands in her room. Weird. Would you pay loads of money for movie memorabilia?
Oh, I mean...
What would you buy if you had the chance? I mean, I think it's ridiculous. It's tat for a start, but what do you think?
Well, I mean, it's... What do you think it's tat? I mean, I suppose if it's something... Like, Anita's Harry Potter wand is not, like, from the movie. It's not something that... The Daniel Radcliffe held in his hand.
No.
Yeah, for me, if I was to pay good money for something, it would have to be something from the movie. I mean, I do have an E.T. print that's from, you know, the original negative or whatever, but I didn't pay for that. I wrote an article for a company and they gave me free stuff.
They paid you in posters. That's all going to change now. You're going to be a dad, isn't it? You're not going to be paid in posters anymore. Come on, we've talked about this.
I think I'd probably get a costume. It'd have to be something practical. Maybe.
Why would you get a costume? When would you wear it? You'd be that arsehole. Oh, damn it! You'd be that person at the party who brings out this stupid costume that you paid money for every time.
I'd talk about it for 40 minutes and I go, look, it'd be much easier if I just went into the other room and got into it.
My Chewbacca suit. Like, here it is. Let me go get it.
And I step into a glass case and there's a little revolving thing and I just stand there like a mannequin and revolve around and everyone at the party admires me.
We all have that friend.
I don't know. If you got Han Solo's costume from Empire Strikes Back from the beginning of it with the, you know, he's basically wearing a blue parka. You know, that's like normal. Or the Planet of the Apes, the gorillas from Planet of the Apes. No. I love those leather things that they wear.
The lads wearing Planet of the Apes. Okay,
Ed. my bum off.
No, I'm sorry. I just don't get it, why people would waste their money. And that's just, that's going into a whole realm of crazy fans, isn't it? Like crazy, crazy fans.
And it's an investment as well, because like some people, you know, some people hang around the back of studios and see what they throw on the skip, and like their models or whatever. But like Stanley Kubrick destroyed everything from 2001 because he didn't want any other director stealing it. So if you manage to grab one of those, you could probably sell it on. It's a business.
No, I don't give me that. I hate those people. I collect all this weird rubbish, so it might be worth something someday. I collect all these brat dolls or whatever, or something weird, and I have a load of them. Because someday they might be worth them. They're not going to be worth anything. You're wasting your bleeding time. You're just a weirdo. Let's talk about holiday nightmares. Because you were, my weirdo, Lottie Ryan, was on Monday covering for me, and she got great calls about people's embarrassing holiday stories. Have you got one from a childhood? I know we didn't really go on holiday in the 80s. Well, not abroad anyway, except for me, because my sister worked for BA. I think I'm the only person in Ireland who went abroad on holiday. But have you got any embarrassing memories as a child of being on holiday?
I used to, I hated people like you that were able to go on foreign holiday, especially my friends who go to America and see movies about 3 months before me and come back going, oh, I've seen this film. But I do remember a very nice summer. We went to Waterford, and myself, my brothers were on the beach. And we're running out of the water pretending we were like SAS men on a mission. But we're only small children. And my parents and my grandparents were down as well. And they were parked along the sort of promenade. And I was like, oh, I'm going to go up and get changed. I've had enough fun for now. And I ran up and I jumped in the back of the car. My grandparents were sitting in the front and my parents were up somewhere else, I guess. And I started changing. So I started taking off my togs, toweling myself down. And I was going, oh, how's it going? Where's mom and dad? And then I looked up and the two faces that turned around were elderly faces, but they weren't my grandparents. And we just sort of stared at each other in silence, as, you know, they had like a 10-year-old naked boy semi-wet in the back of their car. And, ooh, that's a bad sentence now that I say it out loud.
Oh, my God, Ed, you could have been kidnapped.
No, I think, I don't know if they were, like, they didn't say anything. I don't know whether they were sizing me up and saying, what can we get for this little
or boy? The worst thing they could have said was, nah, not that one. We'll wait.
Pass. Oh, God.
Oh, so my God.
I never told my parents about that because I was embarrassed, because they'd be like, you know, you have to be able to not put yourself in situations where you're going to be kidnapped. I mean, that's, you know, that's parenting 101.
It is, yeah. And I don't think, I think there's less chance of losing your kids now. I mean, back in the 80s, we were always getting lost, weren't we? Or
yeah.
I think, and my mother, along with every other woman in the 80s, had a perm. So when I was in a supermarket and she turned around, shell tracksuits and perms everywhere. You'd never find her.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah. Everyone, and then for a period, my mum had a kind of a Rod Stewart hairdo. That was popular.
And then turn around, Rod Stewart everywhere. You can't find your mum. It's just a lot of Rod Stewarts everywhere. Yeah, but luckily that you're bald, so your child would definitely be able to identify you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
My dad is an upside down head.
Have you seen him anywhere? Listen, oh my God. So the date is coming thick and fast. Will you let us know when she pops and... The weight and the name. I need to know the weight and the name.
Absolutely.
Listen.
And he's got hair.
What?
So, yeah, hopefully he takes after my wife's side and keeps it. But he has hair. I don't know. It's probably curly, but we'll see.
Oh, bless. Well, listen, best of luck with that. And thanks for being a great Jen's friend this week. You're a star. And happy birthday. I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Oh, thanks, Jen. Bye.
Thanks, Ed. Bye. There we go. That is Edwin Salmon. And you can check him out on Instagram. Salmon. What is he again? Salmon. Oh, God. Ed.
Yeah?
What's your handle on Instagram?
It's just Edwin Salmon.
Edwin Salmon. I thought Edwin Salmon. That's it. Go and check out his stuff.
Check out my podcast, Edwin Salmon of Knowledge. I always forget
to plug it. That's what I was getting confused with, your podcast, Edwin Salmon of Knowledge. Have you got a latest one up there?
Latest one went up this morning. You'll hear all about my driving lessons.
Convenient. Well, listen, go and check it out. It's an amazing podcast. Thanks, Ed. There we go. He has been my friend this week. See, I do have friends. Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.